What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting, the podcast all about a couple of average flawed dads trying to be better parents. Welcome back for season two. We took a nice long break there just to get our heads straight and deal with some other things, but now we're back and we've got an episode that I think you'll all love. This one, we're talking about getting involved in your kids' activities and being an active parent. We cover a whole range of different topics and we hope you enjoy it. Now let's get to the podcast.
Hey, Graham.
Warren, it has been so long.
I know. We're starting season two. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, season two is when we don't do something for a long time and then start a new podcast. That's the end of the season one.
Well, 47 episodes, I think, is a pretty good first season. That's pretty good.
Yes, it's not as if we haven't seen each other at all or spoken to each other. We just have not recorded the conversations whatsoever.
Yes, but I'm looking forward to getting this started again. I have to say, this whole process of recording and podcasting has certainly helped me a lot with regards to the parenting skills that I've brought home.
I think, like most things, it is a use it or lose it technique.
Yes,
for sure. With parenting, with all the conversations that you and I have, we don't have these types of parenting conversations, which is part of the reason why we started this whole thing, is so that we could actually devote some time to actually blocking off and talking about parenting. Because, I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we complain about parenting.
Regularly.
But that's not quite the same thing as trying to find solutions to the problems, is it? It is more, why did we get ourselves into this?
Which actually runs us into the topic that I wanted to chat with you about today. And I haven't told you about this yet.
It's a perfect segue, unknowing segue for me then.
Yes. And so it's about the whole why do we get into parenting thing. And I'm interested to hear your opinion on this. I personally, because I know you so well, I have an idea as to what it's going to be, but I'm interested to hear your feedback on it. So have you ever heard of
go ahead and talk for me then.
Pretty much. Have you heard of the podcast My First Million? Not a parenting podcast.
I feel like yes.
Okay.
But not enough that I can say, oh yeah, absolutely, I've heard it.
So it's two guys, Sam Parr and Sean Puri, and they talk about all kinds of interesting entrepreneurial stuff. It's a great podcast. It's probably one of the bigger podcasts out there. But I really enjoy listening to it. And on one of the episodes I was listening to recently, there were a couple things that came out of it. But the one that was pertinent to our podcast was they were talking about a friend of theirs, a business partner in another venture that they have, whose dad has this particular way of interacting with his kids. Actually, I wouldn't say it's a way of interacting. It's a way of making sure that he is staying involved with them no matter what. So what he has decided to do is whatever his kids' interests are, he makes them his interests. So one of his kids, he's got three kids. One of his kids is a really big Phoenix Suns fan, you know, big basketball fan. And so the dad was never interested in basketball before or anything, but because his son was interested in it, he became interested in it. So that it was a passion that they shared. Yep. He's got another son who's involved in real estate. So he became involved in real estate. When his son said, you know, I'm going to start a real estate business, the dad said, no, we're going to start a real estate business. We're going to do this together. I'm going to help you. And I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. And so with each one of his,
you might want to do this kids, on your own, son, but step aside, we're going to do this together.
I figured that was going to be the direction you went. But at the same time, you are really involved with something that your daughter does, right? Yes. Both from a necessity perspective, but also because you enjoy it. And it has made it so that you and her are incredibly connected because you spend all this time doing something you're both passionate about. And so I'm just this is, I wanted to get your feedback on this with regards to, do you think this is something that parents should be doing? Like getting involved in their kids' activities, getting involved in their kids' interests, or do you think it's important for our important to allow our kids that sense of independence in them discovering and being able to do an interest on their own?
I would side with joining the interest or learning the interest and sharing the interest as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I think by a lot of times it depends on the relationship, et cetera, but I think a lot of times it is challenging to know what to talk about potentially. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I mean, right now, again, we're in the earlier phases of things. So my conversations with my 7-year-old and my 4-year-old are going to be vastly different, I hope, than when they are teenagers or adults, et cetera. So I can see it becoming more and more important as it goes on. I think initially, right now, I wouldn't particularly say that any one of my kids have like a huge interest in any one thing, right? Like a huge Phoenix Suns example, right? Well, that's pretty easy to pinpoint. Oh, okay, you like Phoenix Suns, great. I can learn about this, and then basically we can just talk for days about that and transition to maybe something else, and sort of, you know, if there's ever a lull in conversation, well, I can just default right back to that and get going. 7.5 years old, there's not like massive passion projects that McKenna is like, oh yeah, this is all I want to talk about, at least for me. I'm sure there are other kids out there who really dig cars and other things. At least for my situation, that's not the case. So I can't see me putting that into place yet, but I can certainly see that working. With the business one is a little different, because that's not an interest, that's a career and a business opportunity. And that line I feel like is a bit more gray in terms of how that relationship works, because it's not the purpose, from what it sounds like, is to continue and build a relationship, right?
Yeah.
When there's a business, it can change the relationship, right? Depending on how that's managed, right? Is one overbearing? One wants to do an alternate route. Oh, the son maybe doesn't feel like they can do as much direction as they want to do because the father's coming along. And so I can see a lot more conflict in that specific, very specific scenario. But the overarching concept, I think it's a great idea. That's my, does that make sense to you? But the line, I feel like you can get, you know, friendships have been lost with businesses potentially.
Oh yeah.
Also strengthened, of course. I mean, it all depends on choosing the right partner, but you know, what choice does the son have?
Yeah.
If the father approaches and like, hey, I'm going to be this business too. We are going to do this. You're like, well, fuck, thanks, Dad. I guess. Okay. Guess we're doing it. Like, what's the son supposed to do there? Where, I suppose if it was approached a little differently, if the son said, hey, asking a lot of questions, how would you do this? How would you do this? How would you do this? And then the father approached it like, hey, you know what? I think this is something that I would be really interested in learning. Like, can we do it together type thing? And the son says, yes, no problem. Okay. That's a different perspective.
So I'll let you talk now. I'll stop. In their case, the father has taken on a admin, like almost like an assistant role to the son. So he's already retired from his profession, and now he's just, you know, essentially working for his son. So empowering his son to be the leader in this case.
Okay.
And that's what I was gonna say, is that I think yes, being involved with your kids is incredibly important, with the caveat that you don't take over the interest for them, but instead allow them to lead and are just there to support. So I was thinking about this with Navina, right? Because Navina really wants to be more involved with YouTube and content creation and this kind of stuff. And you know, the the thought process for me, it immediately goes to, okay, well, here's the things you need to do to be successful in YouTube. Like, here's the your content schedule. Here's all this kind of stuff. And I know if I did that, you know, it would damage our relationship because I'd be the overbearing asshole. But two, it would destroy her interest in the entire process, right? Because it takes the fun out of it and turns it into a business. And so instead, I was trying to think, okay, well, how would I do this with Naveena? And, you know, maybe it's sitting down and just brainstorming with her. Like, you know, I was thinking, because she's away right now, she's away with her grandparents, is when she comes back, is having her room set up in a little bit as a bit of a YouTube studio, and having a whiteboard up for her to do some brainstorming and that kind of stuff. Like, right. Just helping her to kind of progress towards it without being overly, you know, overbearing. Just trying to be like, here's me showing that I support you in this activity. And I mean, it's very difficult as an A-type personality to not just go in and be like, this is what you need to do. And if you want this result, here's what you have to do. I have done that to Rachel, my wife, so many times, and she just goes, well, okay, I don't want anything to do with this anymore. You've made it sound like it's way more work than it's supposed to be. So
it's an interesting power, actually, if you think about it, in terms of this is something that I don't particularly want her to do. So here's how I will kill the dream. Oh, I support this one. I will stand back and not do anything.
Just call me Dream Killer. Yeah.
I have developed this, everyone.
You know, that would probably work if you were worried about your kids going and getting tattoos or whatever. If you were to go and get a face tattoo, they would immediately not want to do it. It'd be like, oh, this isn't cool anymore. My dad's doing this. So
that's right. Yeah, talk about it first and then go get whatever it is that they're talking about.
Yeah. A big butterfly right above on my lower back. Yeah. How cool does it look now?
Yeah, check it out. Hair and all.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I thought this was a really interesting idea, and the more I thought about it, you know, getting involved early has the potential to be very impactful, because you can develop that relationship with your child around common interests very early. And a lot of the time it can be really difficult to identify with a child's interests. I'm not particularly interested in getting down on the ground and doing make-believe with dolls, but you know, as they get older, these other interests that are starting to open up, whether it's, you know, competitive gymnastics or swimming or voiceover work for Allie, same for you with McKenna, or YouTube stuff with Naveena. These are all things that I can definitely get into and get interested about. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time for me to show them that I have that interest. Yes. Whether it's watching videos or just going and reading a few articles about somebody who's inspirational and showing them to them or that kind of coming up with ideas as to how we can improve. And then I think what that will do is, by showing interest in their activities, they're likely to have more interest in my activities that I'm interested in. So going out
for
a hike.
That's the dream, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You could tie it in, especially if it's an outdoor thing like hiking. Yeah. You could say, hey, I suppose, yeah, if there's a good conversation that they like to have and there's a complimentary activity that they don't have a problem, they know that there is going to be discussion about YouTube or manga cards or insert whatever type of topic, then it's like, all right, yeah, this hike is not so bad at all. We just get to talk about things.
Yeah.
How have you been doing one of our previous episodes, season one, of course.
Season one.
Was the idea of spending one-on-one time with every child.
Yeah. it's definitely still a work in progress, but it's better than it used to be. So I try to make sure that I am taking them at least once a month and doing some one-on-one stuff with them. With Navina, it's usually doing something with regards to her YouTube, helping her to film something. With Allie, it's we listen to music in the car, or we go and take the dog for a walk, or that kind of thing. With Lilia, it's going and running errands together, or doing something that she would like to do, watching a movie. Her and I cuddle on the couch and watch Miss Marvel, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we definitely have those one-on-one moments. Are they as much as they should be? No, probably not. But we're getting there. Definitely something that helps.
I think the book, I don't know whether it was an age specific thing, but I remember the book talking about basically 15 minutes a day, which,
yeah,
you know, with three kids, it does add up, actually, surprisingly. It doesn't, you know, 45 minutes, that would be a perfect 45 minutes.
Yeah.
There's, of course, the, okay, scheduling, let's get going, ramp up time, et cetera. So that 45 minutes in theoretical world is probably more like 2 hours to finally get down, get it to have everyone else do something else, coordinate that, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's the difference, which we talked about already before, between the book theory and the real world implications and practicality of it. It's almost like, you know, if you are going to do it, everything is much easier, I think, with you just have one. For instance, they come back from school, you know, they put their bag down and you immediately go right into something, right? That's something that you could easily sort of schedule as a habit. But with three people, it's a bit different, right? How do you break that up? So I'm making excuses for you, but
well, I appreciate it. It's definitely something we're trying, though, and it makes a big difference when you have spent that one-on-one time. And I think if you have common interest to your kids, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to spend that 15 minutes.
Definitely.
15 minutes doing something that you detest is like pulling teeth. But if you find 15 minutes to do something you're both interested in, all of a sudden that 45 minutes or that 2 hours becomes available all the time.
Yeah.
It really does make a difference. So
for your youngest, does she have any one particular interest that you're like, oh, okay, here's something that we'd really like to talk about, or even Allie, because I'm 4 years back of you in terms of time. So that's where I'm asking what it's like from
when they develop those things.
I already suggested that McKenna, my oldest, is still, I don't see a like, oh yeah, this is something that I want to devote hours upon hours learning about.
I would say that Lilia, you know, being the same age as McKenna, is starting to come into that point. She's starting to get to the point where she has interests and things. Right now it's, you know, still playing and that kind of thing, but she is interested in gymnastics. She's interested in soccer, that sort of thing. So I will try to get her out this summer. You know, we've got the field across the street, we've got our big backyard, that kind of thing, that we can go and kick around a soccer ball, and there's a net across the street, so we'll do that. At nine, they've really started to hone in on their interests. You know, Allie's interest in music is really exploding right now. She would like to learn to play the ukulele and the piano. And so we'll do some of that. Oh, Lilia, horseback riding. Lilia really wants to get into horseback riding. And so,
that's an expensive sport. Perfect.
You know, just the most expensive sport other than sailing. It's right up there as, you know, one of the most expensive sports you could get into. Maybe.
So this is one of those situations where you want to describe all the steps that she wants to do in order to become a proper
a professional.
Course back, yeah, this is what you want to do. You need to wake up. You do this. You got to groove yourself, et cetera, to kill that dream and guide them towards something else.
I am interested in horseback riding too, though. I would love to go on a multi-day horseback ride with Lilia, you know, do some horseback camping, that kind of thing.
It sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, just really expensive idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's okay. If it's a common interest, I'm sure we can, just much like finding time, I'm sure we can find the money to do something like that. You know, and then Ali's music and Navina's YouTube. So, yeah, I would say shortly after 7, you start to see the interests come into focus and what it is that they would like to be doing. I think it from 7 till 9 or 10, those interests are largely fleeting. They don't necessarily stick around that long, but that's also okay. Here's hoping for horseback riding. That's okay for interest to be fleeting, because they've got to figure out what direction they want to go, right? Like early on in life, you have to try out a whole lot of things in order to figure out what interests you. So, I'm looking forward to doing more of this with the girls and getting interested in their interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really cool idea, for sure. I mean, it does set a lot of things up to become easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's basically the topic that I wanted to chat about today. Was there anything else that you wanted to chat about?
Well, season one has passed by a while ago, since our last episode, et cetera. And so I guess partly I just want to talk a little, sort of recap on the things that some of the key moments that we talked about before. And whether any of them we alluded to, the 15-minute one-on-one time, et cetera, have things started to work? What hasn't worked? I know for me, and we can get into all of these topics a little bit later, just sort of a quick little update, I suppose, more I'm thinking of, is the lying aspect for me. That's still a big challenge. That it's a frustrating challenge, one of my pet peeves, et cetera. But I do find, we sort of talked about a little bit initially, it's hard, like most things, everything is hard, mm-hmm. unless you commit the time to something. And so, you know, the concept of us starting this was to take these concepts, put them into practice, and hopefully become ultimately better parents for it.
Yeah.
Right. And we have, I think overall, if I were to grade ourselves, we have done some, but a lot of them have not become permanent fixtures in, all of our routines, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's us doing a podcast every week, and talking about it and things like that. And so it's just an interesting sort of a self-reflection, you know, mirror, whatever type look at things, at what it's like for all the other people who are not running podcasts, and what is it that they do in order to try and get things going. And it seems like it's back to that forming habits, et cetera. I think that's one of the things that we really need to talk about down the road is how do you form habits properly? I'd like to think of myself as someone that's pretty good about doing things or making changes, et cetera. And even some of those I'm having a struggle with. And I don't know what it's like for you, but I empathize with everyone out there who might be listening to this and thinking about doing some changes, et cetera. It's nothing is easy. To try and just set aside almost a committed amount of time every month, or every week or every day, ideally. And I think getting support from your spouse as well. I think that's one thing, like you and I have this podcast and we talk about these things. But to a degree, it's almost like this needs to be a shared interest podcast or conversation, et cetera, with your significant other. And so they are part of the conversation so that they're mm-hmm. interested, and that it can be a unified front, because I found that potentially was the biggest downfall is, you know, you come up with these good ideas and then maybe you do play a bad game of telephone, or obviously we spend 45 minutes talking about the certain thing, but you're not going to sit there for 45 minutes talking straight to your wife or significant other, whoever it is, explaining all the ins and outs and things. So you do like a Cole's Notes version of it. And that doesn't really get through potentially. And sort of, and so you feel like it's maybe not as much interest. Anyways, I can just see bleed there. You get where I'm going.
Yeah.
It's back to that shared interest thing. I'm just trying to loop it back to the initial conversation.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of one of the things that I've been working a lot on is self-compassion. So we have to not beat ourselves up about not, you know, immediately perfecting all of the ideas that we came up with in 47 episodes of season one.
We should be 47 times better. At least.
Oh, it's a multiple. Is it exponential at the same time?
No.
I think much like any lecture, if you can get one to two good ideas from it that you can put into practice, then you're doing particularly well. And I would also say that most of the topics that you and I have discussed have been complaints from our wives that we needed to do to be better parents. So as much as we're not necessarily going back and, you know, providing the instructional aspects of every detail of our conversation to them, it has addressed a lot of problems or issues, or however you want to phrase it, that we've had, you know, in parenting, or in particular, I have had in parenting over the past 2 years, because we're almost at 2 years since we started the podcast. It's amazing that it's gone by that fast.
Yeah.
We're a year and a half from when we started it. So.
Yeah, I think another good podcast is how do you change your spouse to, you know, how can you instill some type of positive resolution there potentially without absolutely pissing them off with your suggestion? I think that's the good little nugget of extra little text at the end there.
You know what I visualize when you say that? I see, you know, the bomb squad character from like TV shows, like wearing that giant mask and all the protective gear with like little tongs and stuff trying to make changes. Basically,
shit. Is it the red wire, the blue wire? Oh god, there's always that scene in the movie. Which one do I cut? I'm freaking out here, man. And
basically them playing Operation. Like, oh, I can't touch the sides. That's what I picture when I see trying to change my partner.
Oh no, that was a tripwire. Oh god, I knew it. It was a dummy switch.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This thing was set to blow regardless.
Yeah, well, that blew up in my face. So, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. So how can you learn to become...
Very delicately. That's
a
that's
bomb dismantler. Yeah. At some point, I guess we should bring our wives on to have a overall conversation.
Yes.
That would be
to hear the two Mrs. Flawed Dads.
Yeah. I think that would be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of talking, though. A lot of talking.
There would definitely be a lot of talking.
Well, yeah, anyways, what's your recap?
That's the pod that doing these episodes helped me so incredibly much. I'm hoping that the listeners are feeling the same way. Given the reviews that we have 47 five-star reviews. It certainly appears that way. And some of the feedback has been absolutely incredible. Let me see if I can pull some of it up. It's been really, really neat to see how people have interacted with this. and what it has meant to them. Just one second here, and I'll pull up some of the reviews, which are quite interesting.
I know it was very neat when we started to do this and get some interaction. I reach out while Warren's looking up things as well. For anyone that's listening to this, you know, reach out to us on social media, et cetera, and just share with us what your feelings are. Maybe some topics that you would be interested in talking and hearing about, because I'm sure that whatever interest that you have is likely an interest that Warren and I would very much like to learn and talk about too. This parenting thing is an ever-changing aspect of things. Very challenging.
Yeah.
Very challenging.
I can't find the one that I was thinking of right now, but I had a comment from somebody that said that this podcast has changed the way that they parent, and for the better, and that it basically saved their relationship with their spouse because of the changes that they made in their parenting styles. And that really hit home.
Wow.
And meant a lot that we're having an impact. Yeah. So
that's incredible. If that's the case, our yeah. blatherings and things like that, it's this episode, you know, some chuckle moments, not as entertaining, I think, as the other ones. I'm going to give a self-assessment on this. You know, if you've reached this far and actually listening to this, it's not bad, but I think we could up our comedy game a little bit more.
We will. We're just getting back into the habit of it.
This talking thing, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. Make sure you go and provide a review on Apple. Spotify now has reviews as well, has ratings. I don't know if you knew that, Graham.
I did not.
But you can also you can reach out to us if you'd like. Visit our website, and we're on all the social medias, you know, the interwebs, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone. Talk whenever the hell we want, because I'm pretty sure it's recording right now, but it hasn't announced that it's recording. There's a delay, and I'm pretty sure this whole conversation is being recorded right now.
That sounds good.